Good afternoon. This is Community Focus. This program is hosted by Gregory T. Roberts and myself, Melvin Burns II. I am here solo. We are still praying and wishing the best for our brother Gregory T. as he recovers. So Greg, get well. Welcome to Community Focus. If you heard that promo about the kids' trip to Africa, we're going to talk about that a little bit in later in the program today. But before we get into our program, a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to apologize. Last month has been colds and sinuses, so if you hear some ungodly sounds, that's just me dealing with some sinus issues. So I apologize in advance. May 2nd, the first Friday in May. We're into May, folks. Weather for Muskegon today, low 41, high of 53. Tomorrow, we'll see a little bit of sunshine. There'll be a low of 41, high of 59. Sunday, still cloudy, but low of 43, high of 60. Monday, low of 48, high of 59. Tuesday, a 30% chance of rain, still cloudy, low of 45, high of 56 degrees. Next Wednesday, low 45, high of 63. And then the sun tries to peek out again next Thursday. Low of 47, high of 61. So spring is trying to break in serious here. We could use a little more sunshine. We could also use a little rain too. So that's our weather for today. We began a segment a little while back, our top five news stories. Again, these are not in any particular order, and they may not be your top five. I usually end with local news. I'm going to start with local news today. This week, a big opening in the city of Muskegon, Adelaide Point open, world-class boat docks and units, living units, condominiums. If you made it down at the opening, but this is a multi-million dollar investment in the city of Muskegon as the city of Muskegon continues to come up. Let's just call this story number two, Trump World. We just won't make it any one specific thing, but Elon Musk leaving. Mike Waltz, former national security advisor, is stepping into a new role as UN ambassador. I'm sure he'll be texting about that soon. So things, as always, are in flux with our 47th president. Story number three, if you notice this, again, the war in Ukraine continues, the war between Ukraine and Russia. The U.S. signed a mineral rights deal with Ukraine earlier this week. We also saw, again, the president says he is stepping away from the negotiations. That caught my interest, not to do a whole story about it, but the big deal there was what they call these rare earth minerals. And a number of them, Ukraine seems to have some very large deposits. The number one leader in the world of rare earth minerals is China by far. So the U.S. looking to take advantage of some opportunity there. Number four story, if you're paying attention, this may not be big yet, but yet this week we had more announcements about the November 2026. I said that correctly, 2026 gubernatorial race in Michigan. If you're keeping score at home, we now have eight candidates who have declared for the Michigan governor's race. Quick list: Jocelyn Benson, former Secretary of State; Mike Cox, former Attorney General, of Michigan; Mike Duggan, Mayor of Detroit, who said he won't be running again; Garland Gilchrist, the current Lieutenant Governor; Anthony Hudson, who describes himself as a businessman and conservative; John James, who was recently elected to Congress; Eric Nesbitt; and Chris Swanson, former Genesee County Sheriff. So, eight candidates in the field already. I suspect there will be more before we get to November 26, and we may lose a few. Fifth and final story, I'd like to throw a little sports in there. Tough week for our Detroit Pistons, our state team here. They, I didn't watch a lot of Pistons, but watched the game the other night. Almost pulled it off. They were down 3-2, lost in the last few seconds to the New York Knicks. So but congratulations to the Pistons. They are way ahead of schedule with their team. So we're looking forward to what they have in store for us next year. So, folks, that is it. Those are your five news stories for the week. All right. Also, want to make you aware, our sponsor is the Bishop. Bishop Custom Upholstery. Go see him for your automotive needs. All right. Again, this is Community Focus. I hope to very shortly soon welcome our guest to the program, Ms. Maria McIntosh. She has an event taking place on March the 31st, May 31st, that we want to talk to you about a little bit. We're going to give her just another minute to log in. But if you have not seen the flyers and posts around town, the event is called House Party 2. And again, for those of you old enough to remember that title, House Party, but this is a different type of house party. This house party is about housing. And this event will take place at the Muskegon Fraunthal Center on May the 31st. And we have a number of guests that are going to come in to discuss housing with the Muskegon community. And this event is being sponsored by threads.org. Okay, working on some technical issues here. I'm hoping that we can get Ms. McIntosh in here on the program. Okay, let me do my best to tell you about it. We have an interesting panel. Our keynote speaker for the evening would be Tim Account, who is the Chief Operating Officer of MHDA, Michigan Housing Development Authority. We also, the panel for that evening would be Keturah Tate, who is a mortgage loan officer with Lake Michigan Credit Union. John Harpst, who is the vice president of the Lake Michigan Credit Union. And Mr. Marcus Jackson, who is the vice president, a vice president at Fifth Third Bank. This event is free. It is free. Panel discussions and breakout sessions will be from 10 to 12:30 p.m. on the 31st. And if you go, they're also serving lunch from 12:30 to 3:30. So after you get your head full of knowledge, we're going to fill your bellies, and that lunch will be provided by Country Cooking, who always does an outstanding job. They're also going to have an expo and also opportunity for folks to pre-qualify. If you've been thinking about purchasing a home, and hopefully you have in a position to, they'll be doing some work there to get you pre-qualified. And that would be a full day. But that's not all. Also, at 7 p.m. that same evening, there will be a comedy show. Now, that's not free. The after-party comedy show is $75. We have some good comics online for today. Our host will be Stacy Carver. And we have comedians Evan Terrance from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Ricardo Winston from Muskegon, Michigan. So a full day of activities. You want to mark that on your calendar. That will be May the 31st. excuse me. I believe that is a Saturday. Yes, that's a Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. So hopefully you will put that on your calendar. And plan to attend. And we're hoping to get Ms. McIntosh, who's the founder and CEO, president of threads.org, on the line. And Maria McIntosh.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to Community Focus.
Thank you for having me, and thank you
Yeah.
for your patience with this technical difficulties down here in North Carolina.
Well, it happens sometimes. I'm envious because I see sunlight in the background there, and you can pipe some this way because we need it.
I'm sending it all our way because I'll be home in a week,
Okay.
so I'm going to need all that sunlight to already be there.
All right. Well, a little behind on time. We're going to jump in here with the few time we have left. Real quick, tell folks who you are and what Threads is.
Okay, so my name is Mari McIntosh, President CEO of Threads.org. And basically, we're a community building organization. Our goal is to counter the negative effects of gentrification. And we do that in three main ways: impactful community engagement, entrepreneurship, and home ownership. But the two main focus areas of our organization is within impactful community engagement and housing home ownership.
Okay. Now you have talked to us about this event, House Party 2.
Yeah,
That's
so
go ahead.
so this is our second event. We're pretty excited about this. And we theme it House Party because it's all focused on housing. Last year, our event focused more on like community land trust and our program that we're building out with that. But then this year, which our program is set up, actually our event is set up in three major parts, which we're totally excited about. The first part is the panel and the breakout sessions. And so that's designed pretty much to debunk those myths to home ownership. So, oftentimes we think that we're not in a position to own a home. We think that, it's all these other different erroneous things that we think about home ownership, which are really not true. And so we're bringing in those banking and housing titans to debunk those myths. And so we have Mr. Tim Klontz, he's the COO of Mishta. He's going to be our keynote. And then we have our banking titans, AKA banking VPs from Lake Michigan Credit Union and Fifth Third, will be on panel along with myself. And we'll be talking about all those different myths and misconceptions to home ownership. And then it breaks out from there to some breakout sessions, some small breakout sessions. And they're just really going to kind of dig a little deeper into credit scores, down payment assistance, pathways to home ownership, things like that. And then the second piece, and I want to say that this part from 10 to 3:30, all of that is totally free. And we have a DJ on deck, we have country cooking, they're going to be there serving lunch for us that day. But then the second part, this is really what's really exciting about this, is we're having our one-on-one pre-qualification day. And what we're doing is we're going to have actual loan officers on site, and we're going to be pre-qualifying up to 50 people for home ownership. And so what this is a soft pull to your credit. And if you qualify, great. But what's really unique about this is that if you don't qualify in the moment, then we're going to they're going to be creating a 1 to 3 month or a 1 to 15 month implementation plan. And so that plan is designed to on a financial tip to be able to you kind of walk you through the steps on what you need to do within that period to become home buyer ready, because we want to take the chronic renter from chronic renter to home buyer ready. And then that marries up to our pathways, our Threads pathways to home ownership program, which is to designed to deal with the more social determinants of health aspects of it, marrying it with the banking aspects of it, so that when you get to that 12 to 15 month point, that you're really actually ready for home ownership. And then in the evening, we're going to have our house party, our comedy show and after party, which is our we're going to have a comedian coming in from DC, Laughing Lenny, and then also the host Stacy Carver, he's from Maryland. They'll be here, and then we have gentleman Evan out of Grand Rapids, and then our local talent, Mr. Ricardo Winston from Muskegon, and we're just gonna, really just kind of we want to make this whole process exciting for people, so that when you know, when you think about homeownership, it's not something that other people do, and that it's this arduous process. It really can be something that you can just really kind of pour yourself into. And then the other piece of it, so that you know that we want to make sure that people understand, it's like this whole day is all about this house party, right? Yeah. And so while we're doing those prequals, just like last year, we'll have about 25 to 30 community resource vendors on site that's going to be giving you all kind of free housing and community resources to the community. So you'll be able to walk around, and that's kind of like the expo piece of it. Okay. Walk around to those different tables and booths and talk to the different people who are charged with the different homeownership aspects within our community.
Okay. So do people need to bring anything with them? You mentioned about sort of qualifying people, or do they need to bring anything, or they would be able to do this just with pulling credit scores?
So there is a link. So when you go to Eventbrite, and actually I think that had to be pulled down because there was a couple errors with it, but it should be going back up within the next day or so. And what they'll do is, if you want to purchase your comedy ticket, that's only $50. It's a promo code House Party 2025, and it makes that admission $50. But the other piece of it that's free, what you would do is you would RSVP, and then once you say that you want to be part of the one-on-one pre-qualification process, then you get like another email, and there's a few qualifying questions. So obviously you have to be a U.S. citizen, you have to be a first-time home buyer, and there's a couple other questions that we ask you. And then once you say yes to all of that, then you'll receive like a follow-up email. And then you would have to bring in like some additional documentation. And so that's so that we can kind of keep the process moving. You want to be able to, when you walk up to your home, your loan officer, your mortgage officer, you want to be able to kind of dig into the meat of it. You don't want them to be putting in a lot of data that we could have had earlier. You want to really just focus on that implementation plan so that they can kind of walk you through that. And so, yeah, we'll be pre-collecting that information for you. And then also, everyone who signs up for that get a free ticket to the comedy show as well as a part of that process. And so, like I said, there's really no, there really isn't any risk to you because it is a soft pool. And it is going to give you, it's going to set you on the track to home ownership, which is really important. And we want to make sure that those partnerships are there, both on the banking side of it or the credit union side of it, because Lake Michigan Credit Union is our presenting sponsor on this, and they're really going to be handling majority of this. But then on the other side of it with Threads, you know, we're going to be walking you through those things that deal with more, like I said, social determinants of health. So, you know, sometimes in our community, it's like, sometimes our heart is there and our mind is there, but the finances aren't there, right? And so we're going to be unveiling a few amazing opportunities at this event too, that's really just for those individuals who are going to be a part of the programs. But then in addition to that, you know, it's those things, those social terms of health. So like, let's say you start saving money and you say, you know what, I really want to own a home. You know, I have two small kids. We really need a backyard. I want to start a business within my own house, or whatever the case may be. But you start saving money, and then all of a sudden that auntie that was keeping that baby, she no longer can keep the baby. And so now you're paying out that $2,000, that $3,000 you had saved. Now you're spending on daycare expenses. So we're, so on a Threads aspect of it, our job is to kind of work through those weeds. Okay, so these are problems that happen within our community and in our barriers. So how do we deal with that? How do we get through that process of it? So it's a really amazing program that we're going to be unveiling and working alongside community. And then that marries up to the financial aspect of it, like our financial partners that walks you through your credit scores and make sure that you're, you know, you're understanding the mortgage process and you're actually ready financially to be able to take on this responsibility once, you know, you have it, because just being approved is not enough. You want to be able to sustain it as well.
So we do want to make people aware, even though the first part of the program is free, you still want people to register.
Yes. So especially if you're going to do the one-on-one pre-qualification, because A, there's a ticket attached to it. You have to attend the panel and your one-on-one session to get your free ticket. Okay. But in addition to that, we want to make sure that we have all the information. Otherwise, you won't get out of it what you need to get out of it.
Yeah.
And that's really important to us. We want to make sure that this process is as seamless for you as possible. Yes. So yes, that would be a free RSVP on Eventbrite, because like I said, 10 a.m. to 3:30, that portion of it is totally free to the community. And the comedy show is at a reduced price because we're able to get a little bit more sponsorship dollars for that event. So we're able to take that down from the 75 to the 50. And, you know, you get a lot for your ticket. You get an amazing comedy show. You get an after party. You get appetizers. It's a cash bar. You know, we ain't covering your liquor, you know, but you know, it's all vibes. Great DJ, 90s music, giving away a couple of, you know, some free things for best dressed 90s outfit, things like that. You know, celebrating home ownership, celebrating being a part of community.
Your keynote speaker, COO of MISHTA. For folks that don't know, we throw these acronyms around. Explain to folks who MISHTA is.
Okay, so MISHTA is an acronym for Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Ooh, that was a mouthful. And so when you think about anything that goes on in terms of housing in the state of Michigan, all of that is housed underneath that branch of government. So everything filters from the federal level, and then when it hits the state, it goes directly into MISHTA. And then MISHTA filters it out into various components. So anytime you see any apartments that are getting built around here, like multifamily apartments, that's MISHTA. When you have even like single family homes and things like that, there's components of that, even though there might be independent for-profit developers doing those, there's components that have to be rammed through MISHTA first, because those guidelines come from a state level. And so they're the ones that's responsible for all of that. Mm-hmm. And so that governing body will be present on that day as well. Like I said, he's going to be doing Tim Klein. He's going to be our CEO. I mean, he's the COO, Chief Operating Officer of MISHTA. He's going to be in Muskegon, and he's going to be delivering the keynote, and you will have opportunity to speak to him and, you know, part of his staff as well that will be there on that day.
Okay. I have a question. You know, you use the word gentrification. We know this, you talk about people who may look interested in buying homes, but we think of gentrification, we hear New York or Chicago or other cities, but for folks who, the birds are really singing for you, or for folks who may not be interested in a home but may have heard this word gentrification, tell folks what that is and why it's relevant to us here in Muskegon.
So I like to make sure that I clarify on this point. So our goal is to counter the negative, in bold caps, negative effects of gentrification.
Okay.
Gentrification in itself is not totally bad. Oftentimes there's some negative fallouts because of it, but it isn't totally bad. So I like to, so if you have an opportunity to go to the website, because I'm gonna be a little bit brief here, but we created a very it's an animated version that explains all of this on the website.
Okay.
And the website is www.threds.org. There's an urban spin on that. So it's THREDZ. So no A, and then .org. But just to kind of explain that, gentrification, or the negative effects of gentrification in itself, is really when you have individuals that come into your community, oftentimes higher wage earners, and they come into an area that of lower wage earners. And oftentimes those areas are black and brown areas, okay? And when they come into these areas, because there's such a difference in the economic, the socioeconomic classes of these individuals, oftentimes they bring in very different mindsets, very different ideas about how things should be done. And so that attributes to like people's sense of normalcy. It's when you get into that situation where, you know, people come, they come into the area and they're just, they see the neighborhood person that's been in your community your whole life, and you know they're harmless. Everybody know they're harmless, but now they're calling the police on them. Or they see a group of kids and they're, you know, it doesn't look like what their sense of normalcy is. And so they may, you know, feel or deem the certain people a threat. And it's because they don't necessarily are coming from the same paradigms. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is the financial aspect of it. It's when people with higher income earners come into the area, they're buying homes at a higher price point. And on one end of it, you're like, yay, my house value is going up.
Yes.
You know, uh-huh. But oftentimes that also pushes up the price of like rents in that area as well. It also pushes up the value, the price of home ownership. So Big Mama, I like to use Big Mama and Madea a lot, right? Yeah. So Big Mama and Madea might own this home, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, man, Big Mama's house is worth $200,000 now. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. But Big Mama is only paying income taxes on a house that probably was only worth $60,000 or $50,000. So when Big Mama go on transition, especially in our communities, because they don't set up these things properly through estate planning, oftentimes once you sell that property, mm-hmm. or that property transitions to somebody else, or even you get into that property, now you're paying a higher taxes on these properties.
Yes.
And so even though Michigan is one of the few states that caps it, so if you're living in Michigan, it'll only allow it to go up by 5%. Mm-hmm. Or it's either 5% or I can't remember correct. the other aspect correct. Of it, but no more than 5% of it will actually increase. So you're not going to necessarily immediately be priced out. I mean, pushed out of mm-hmm. your home if you own it in Michigan. But it doesn't transfer to like your kids or anything like that. Mm-hmm. There's other aspects of it. The aspect of it that we focus on that not other people don't, that other organizations may not focus on enough, is what we call dilution of your political voice. Okay. And so, you know, sometimes we can stay in a place, but when you look in our communities, you know, if you look in history, we had urban renewal and all that came in that cleaned, you know, they pushed, there was a lot of stuff that went on with that, but with the blight, they tore down a lot of houses.
Yes.
And so, we're the only neighborhoods that have all these vacant properties. If you go to Norton Shores, North Muskegon, you know, in their more centralized areas, not when you get into the more rural areas of them, but when mm-hmm. they're more centralized, if they don't have the property, the available house, the property that we do.
Yes.
And so what happens oftentimes is because we have these available lands in our community, if people who have, as we call, shifting sensibilities come into your neighborhood and they don't think like you and they don't value diversity and they don't value you as a community, then what happens is, what could potentially happen is that you're diluted in your political voice. So you may not be pushed out or priced out, but you may just be diluted.
Yes.
So keep in mind, you only represent, in the city of Muskegon, for example, we only represent less than one third of the population, right? But with all this vacant land, and mm-hmm. they cut the parcels in half so they could fit more houses there,
yes.
which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I mean, but they did. So what happens is, if you have people in there that come into your neighborhood, potentially, if their minds aren't focused on diversity, or they're not focused on equity or anything like that, then now you have people in political seats, because now you have people voting against your interest.
Yes.
And so now interests. You have people in a position to affect change in a community who just moved into this community.
Yes.
And your family and your friends and everybody, you've been there forever. You've been there through white flight when nobody wanted to live there, when all these other different things were going on. Your family stayed. Maybe because they didn't have another alternative, but regardless, they stayed. Like, and
Mario.
So they were the ones cleaning up the neighborhoods next door to them, all those things. And so you want to make sure that that's protected.
Yeah, you get those conflicts. Mario, we run out of time. You got a shout out. It says, we love you and the work you're doing in the community. That's from Jazz Jackson.
Thank you, Jazz. Thank you, Jazz.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Again, remind folks about the event and encourage them to show up.
Okay, so we really would love for you to come out and support our House Party to Home Ownership event. This is Saturday, May 31st, 2025. It's going to be held at the Forenthal and the Hilt side of the building. It's from the free portion of the event. It's from 10 to 3:30. Again, it's debunking those myths to home ownership, a one-on-one housing, a mortgage pre-qualification, a resource expo, free food, and DJ through with country cooking. All of that be happening, some breakout sessions, a lot of information, but great energy will be in that in the place at during that time. But then also we want to encourage you to purchase your ticket to the comedy show that evening. It starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. Those are only $50 with the promo code House Party 2025 on Eventbrite. And we encourage you to register for both events through Eventbrite so that obviously we have an accurate count. But then it's essential for the one-on-one pre-qualifications because we have to gather some additional information from you and give you a free ticket.
All right. Mario, thank you so much for joining us. We got through the technical difficulties. We'll continue to encourage folks to attend that event on the 31st. Thank you so much for joining us and enjoy that beautiful weather.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I couldn't get it to work at first.
That's quite all right.
All right. Thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the kids' free trip to Africa. This is Community Focus. We are back with Community Focus. You may recognize the face and the voice sitting next to me.
Yes, this sir. Is
the one and only Big Rob.
The fat guy at the radio.
I'm going to just sit back and let him do this. But one of the most important things we do and encourage around here is the kids' free trip to Africa. Yes, I would dare say it's become the staple of this station. And we're going to talk about that this afternoon. Not just talk about, I'm going to talk to someone who's actually made the trip.
Yes, sir.
So, Rob, you know, I'm going to let you just go, and I may just
jump. Oh, let me just go? You show?
Tell folks what the kids' free trip to Africa is. And I'm going to see if I can squeeze the word in while you start talking.
All right, now. Because once I get to talking about these kids going to Africa, it ain't no, it's too hard to stop me now. You know that, right?
We're going to sing, cry, clap, whatever we have to do.
Whatever we got to do to get these kids to Africa. We're going to get them to Africa for free. Yeah, the Kids Free Trip to Africa is a program that was started by Paul Billings of WVS 103.7. It was a dream and a hope of his that he would be able to go back to his alma mater and get some kids and give them what he did not have, you know. And it's always been something that he dreamed and hoped for, and his dream came true in 2017. With the first batch of children that we were able to take to Ghana, Accra, Ghana. And for people who don't know, Paul is the founder of the radio station, 103.7, 106.1, and he has helped several other stations go forward. But this is about the kids' free trip to Africa. And we've taken over 40 children from the Muskegon area to Accra, Ghana. But this year it's going to be a treat. This year, the children will be able to visit Egypt as well as go to Accra, Ghana. And this is also a dream of Paul to, show the kids the, how far the slaves had to travel to the slave castles and things. So you know, big ups to PA, you know, and his dreams and stuff. Every time he come up with one of these dreams, I just look at him, you know, just like this building. He said, I used to see, go past this building as a kid and peek in the window and look at the DJs. So he got this building, you know, now he's been taking over 40 children. Kids don't have to pay for anything. Their parents don't have to come up with anything. The radio station and to the generous and the generosity of people of Muskegon, Michigan, and all over the world who donate their time, their money, you know, $5, $10, $20, $1,000, $500, whatever it is. And we appreciate every dime because it all goes to them. We take care of the airfare, their ground transportation, their hotel arrangements, their food, and visiting that they do. Like they'll go to a slave castle. Mm-hmm. That costs to have a tour guide and for somebody that's expert on the slave castle, the particular slave castle that is chosen to go to. Yeah. There are 46 slave castles in Ghana, West Africa, more than anywhere. Mm-hmm. So the children get a chance to go and see where slaves were kept, the men and the women and the soldiers that was guarding them, as well as where the boat comes. They have a door called the Door of No Return. So these children will be able to walk out that door of no return, which they called it that because of you'll never see Mother Africa again. I remember when we went to in 2019, the children had the opportunity. It was their celebration or custom or something. I don't know. You, Paul, would know the proper term for it. Okay. But you walk out the door and it on the top of the door, it says the Door of No Return. You walk out the door and you come back through the door. Mm-hmm. On the top of the door, coming back through the door, mm-hmm. it says welcome home. Mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. it's a beautiful place. Yeah. This is a great experience for these children. And we're gearing up for this trip. It's going to cost us a little bit more. Okay. But we have faith in the community of Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, surrounding areas, and the people that are at the sound of our voices. We have 7 beautiful children that's going, okay. 3 from Muskegon Heights, all right. 3 that are from Muskegon, mm-hmm. 3, well, 1 from MTA. Okay. Muskegon Covenant Academy, MCA. Muskegon Covenant Academy. We got 7 children that's going from the Muskegon area, and we've already, you know, taken care of the passports, but you know, that's it was $185 per child. Mm-hmm. So you do the math on that, you know, it costs.
That's just the passport.
That's just the passport.
ID, birth certificates and other things.
IDs now, yeah. As well as the passport. Mm-hmm. So we've taken care of the majority of that thus far, but we still need to help. This is going to be an expensive trip for the children. But Muskegon, please donate. I'll start coming up here on Saturdays begging and pleading on doing the Ray J the Doctor show next week. Saturday, I'll start coming up here begging and trying to get Muskegon to come in and donate. And, you know, I just, for me, it's a beautiful thing to see. I don't mind begging for kids.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say this. You know, I'm a pastor, so I'm used to, I don't beg. But I'll say this. A lot of people are thinking, I can't afford to take a kid to Africa, pay for a kid. We're not looking for one person to do it unless you can. But, man, those $5, those $10, those $1, you'd be amazed how they add up.
Oh, yes.
And we get 500 people,
mm-hmm.
$100 here, $50 there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this way. When I follow the whole trip, I feel like I'm going. Mm-hmm. I haven't been. But one, I know I contributed to it, but to see those kids go from my same community, I feel like I'm there. And so I like being a part of that. You know, I personally enjoy being a part of it. So Muskegon, we have to beg, we'll beg, but we want to appeal to you. I hear this one comment. I want you to testify to this, Rod. Not one person, Kids Free Trip to Africa, family member who's been to Africa hasn't said that it changed their life.
You are absolutely correct. You know, I could go on and on from the story from the kids. Yeah. that have went thus far, and some of the things that they pointed out that I was like, wow, you know, that you got that out of this. And they would be like, yeah, I got that out of this, or this changed me in the sense that, you know, it made me look at things a lot differently, you know. So, and I, you know, if you don't mind, I want to give some of the people that donated thus far.
Okay.
Norris and Grace Ellis, Karen Kays, Kathy E. Covington, Adrian Melton, Alicia Johnson, Michael Jakowski, Sandra Gallatin Wyrick, anonymous donor donated $250. Zanita Adams, Frankie Boykins, Nicole McCarty, William Roberson, Tara Riley Burst, Rudine Hendricks, Alexis Dye, Corliss Watkins, Nass, and Robert Nass. They donated $3,000. I want to thank them big time. Community Foundation of Muskegon donated $2,000. And we have more donations that are coming in from Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, coming into the school district and stuff. So I want to, you know, thank them for one. And these children, they're really blessed, and they're getting this experience, and they're understanding that, okay, this is a lot. You know, each one of you kids are worth $5,000 or $6,000 per this community, you know, just your airline ticket, you know. So, you know, the kids love them to death. They all seem like a great group of children. They got it. They got it together. They had to write an essay on, and we have nothing to do with it. You know, the school picks the children. Okay. I want to get that clear, too. Okay. Some people think we pick the children. No, we have. Let me clear that up once again. We do not pick the children. The school picks the children. Okay. This year, they wrote an essay about Black history.
Okay.
A Black Ghana and Egypt. They talked about that. The Black History Month essay contest that we sponsored. This year's ambassadors. I want to shout out the kids too. Chantel, Brian Bozeman from Muskegon Covenant Academy. Asia Fletcher, Lawrence Pascal, Tamia White from Muskegon Heights High School, and Kamora Stedman, Cavante Taylor, and Isis Carter from Muskegon High School. So they had to do something to get it, you know. And part of our mission, part of Paul's missions is to break down barriers and open doors for these deserving kids to go on these trips. And a lot of these children, what people don't understand, this is their first airplane ride, their first time ever out of Muskegon Heights area.
Not just Africa, but their first time getting out of Muskegon.
Getting out of Muskegon, bus, some of them. Yeah. Wow. So it's a big heart opening, an eye opening adventure. They're going to enjoy rich culture experience across West and North Africa. In Ghana, students will visit historical sites like the Elamina Slave Castle, the W.E. Du Bois Center in Accra. And new to this year, they will see the pyramids in Giza, if I'm saying that correctly. Encounter enigmatic, the Sphinx. They're going to go to the Sphinx and see the Sphinx. Bustling markets, you know, like shopping, which most of the girls, you know, they want to go shopping. They're going to go to some markets over there. They will also visit the ancient city of Luxor. They're going to visit that. They'll explore the Valley of the Kings also. They will explore the Valley of the Kings, the tombs, the pharaohs, Tutankhamun. And just witness the Luxor Temple and the Karnak Temple complex. I think we're trying to get them to see the city of Memphis in Egypt. You know, not Memphis, Tennessee, but the city of Memphis.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a lot. And we try to pack all this in such a short time.
Yeah.
You know, so the kids are up early in the morning, going to bed late, yeah, back up, getting on buses, yeah, you know, and stuff. This dream of Paul has just taken off and became a vibe of its own.
Yes.
You know, so big ups to Paul for doing that and these children and taking them, you know, with his dreams.
And what are the dates for the trip this year?
This year, I think he's still working on the tickets. That's why I'm trying to look at my notes.
Okay.
He is still, I think he's still trying to work on the tickets. Okay. I think it's the end of June to July, the beginning of July. Wait a minute. Also got this report that the Lake Hawks in flight just donated $1,500.
Awesome.
Bertha Cruz just donated to us also.
Okay.
So, hey, Muskegon, we know you guys are going to donate. Just letting y'all know, this is just a warning flag to let you know I'm going to be interrupting Ray J's show this year, and we're going to beg, and keep begging. You asked me about the dates. June 26th through July 6th is our dates. PA just text me and let me know.
Okay.
So all right, we got those dates that we're going to go, and I hope everybody understands how this changes a child's life.
Yes.
This really changes a child's life to you, because some parts of the country, they may not speak English. So you have to learn how to communicate, you know, without words, body language, things of that nature. It's going to teach them a whole slew of things that they just don't get nowadays. You know, when we were coming up, we had to actually communicate with each other. We had to, you know, hey, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Nowadays they get on their phones and they communicate in that way.
Right.
You know, so yeah, big ups to Muskegon Heights, you know, for donating Roosevelt Plus surrounding areas. Wanna thank y'all so much. Y'all make this trip rewarding and available for these kids.
Yeah. It's such a tremendous opportunity to make a difference, you know. Growing up, we were blessed. Our family would take trips and travel, but people would often ask me, like, what made the difference educationally? Mm-hmm. And when you read something and see it, and have a chance to see it, it just changes your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, man, you know, like I said, it's a chance for all of us to take this trip, to be a part of it.
You know,
sometimes you give things, you don't know what happened to your money.
Right.
And to know, look, I got these seven kids' names. They're right here in this community. I know I was a part of that. You talk to them when they come back. We've interviewed kids on here. Taking the trip.
And you're going to interview these seven.
Yeah. And one of the things that I can't remember who it was, one of your people took the trip, they started their own business. And I remember them saying that kind of the idea of that independence and, yeah, I can do this.
Yes.
Came out of what they got from the trip.
Yes.
And so I just saw that connection. And I can see that, but I just remember that distinctly, you know, in the interviews we've done over the years.
Yes, I'm so proud of these kids and so proud that I am available to be a part of this. You know, Paul drives the car. I'm sitting on the passenger side majority of the time, you know, just watching the trees and the road go by and stuff. So this is a great, wonderful thing. People, Muskegon, all over, wherever you're listening to us at, It please donate.
Let's tell folks how they can give.
You can either come by the station, give us a call, 231-722. No, 727-5007. I was finna get a other number. Call a business line. Business line, 231-727-5007. We also have a GoFundMe page up for the 2025 Kids Free Trip to Africa. They're going to travel, they're going to learn, enjoy their journey. You can see it on Facebook. PA, make sure he posts everything, because he know if it wasn't for you, Muskegon Heights, these kids wouldn't be here. He knows that. So he tries to take as many pictures, as many video while they're on the trip. Sometimes I'm lucky enough to get a hold of him and we can talk to the kids, interview them, say, hey, how things are going, you know, and most of the kids is excited. Hey, I just saw W.E. Du Bois' house, or we just went to a television station, and all of this kind of stuff. I usually, because people have the wrong idea about Africa, in my opinion.
Oh.
You're not just seeing lions and monkeys and elephants running around the community.
Yeah.
Now, what you will see is sheep and goat.
Yeah.
People have their goats on a leash sometimes. You know, that's it. You know, but you have to travel so far. Like, just so Muskegon has a perspective.
Yeah.
Think about traveling from Muskegon to Detroit.
Okay. 3 hours.
Or further.
My car, 3 U.
Yeah. Yeah. 2:30, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they travel. You have to travel that far to see a lion or an elephant or a giraffe or something like that, you know, and then it costs to get onto those reserves and things like that that has those animals. So just, you know, they will see stuff like, you know, a traditional village. Paul is a chief of a village over there. Abiazi, I always say it the wrong way. It's Abiazi Shackle. Okay. But when I look at it, it says Abiazi Kikor, but it's Abiazi Shackle.
Okay.
PA straightened me out.
Okay.
You know, don't mispronounce. He came in yesterday. I heard you mispronounce my village. Bruh, what's cracking? He had a big old gun with him and slapped me around a few times. I said, I got it now. I got it, brother. And he said, as long as you keep getting it, it's Abiazi Shackle. So, but yeah, and you will see mud huts, but they have regular buildings, you know, things of that nature. But one of the other things that Paul does is he takes kids from his village to the city because they've never seen the city.
You know, say Africa, and we said that for reference, but we're talking about over 50 countries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, land area as big as North and South America put together. So
yeah,
we said that for reference. And then that's part of educational experience is we're talking about, you know, a vast continent. Not just a city. When we say Africa, we're talking about a huge continent.
Huge continent. So yeah, you got to think about that, people. And, you know, just please donate. I don't care if it's 50 cent, a dollar, you know, whatever. Bring it. Every penny, every coin counts. You know, yes, it does count. So please donate. Kids Free Trip to Africa 2020 funded 2025. GoFundMe is up and it will accept it. You can come by the radio station, 1877 Peck Street. You can call the business line 231-727-5007. We take all forms, cash, checks, money orders, credit cards, we can take those. Your name will be added to the list as the 2025 list of people that have donated for these particular 7 children to go to Africa. And this year, they will be going to Egypt.
All right. This is I want to do this. You don't know this is coming. It's testimony time. So just share something that still impacts you today from your trip to Africa. I know you went with the kids. Was it last year, 2 years ago? Last time? They blew us kind of rolled together.
Yeah,
I know I fought you when you followed.
What I took from every time I've been is the hard work and the dedication. I don't think I work hard enough. And I still push myself.
Okay.
I see these people get up, they walking around with red eyes, they ain't got no Red Bull, they ain't got no coffee, they ain't got nothing, but they walking around with red eyes working from 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And then they're doing this constantly, day in and day out. Okay. You can sit in your hotel room where it's nice and cozy and you got air conditioning, you got running water and all this stuff, and you watching people out there working all day. I don't feel PA tries to force me to take time off away from the radio station. No, bro, you shouldn't have took me to Africa.
Okay,
you shouldn't have took me to Africa
because
I don't think I'm working hard enough.
Okay,
if I can't keep up with them, and you see people kids out there, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, working before school. Then they go to school for 8 hours, then get out of school. Then they have to do their homework. So it's the hard work and the dedication that I take away from every time I've been to Africa. You constantly see it. Everybody, something's moving, something's shaking. You know, not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. You can buy water on the side of the road. You can buy fruits and vegetables on the side of the road. You can buy couches and chairs and paintings and everything. Everybody's hustling.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't expect you to say that. But, yeah. You know, and it gets everybody.
I'm not working hard enough. You got any other jobs I can do, bro?
that's all. You know, as you were talking, I'm going to say this, and we're going to run out of time. But one, you know, the trip is safe.
Oh, very safe.
You're going, so you take the same number of kids over there, bring the same number back. They're all complete.
Yep.
What do the parents say? You know, we've interviewed the kids. What do the parents say about their kids when they come back from the trip?
A lot of the times, the parents will thank us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they come back with a different perspective.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I remember one time one of the little boys, he was troubled before he went. He came back and changed his whole life. Wow. So that's a good testimony for me.
Yeah. You know, one, they say the two questions in life we ask are who we are and why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make that connection to Africa, we start to get part of, we get some of that answer.
Yes.
About who we are.
Yes.
You know, that gap.
Yes.
Of where we come from.
Absolutely.
And once you know who you are, then you can start pursuing what you're supposed to be doing here.
Absolutely.
Hey, Paul, man, you're a blessed man, and we appreciate what you've added to this community. We support you, brother. We're going to support this kid's trip to Africa. Muskegon, we're going to get out. We're going to donate. We're going to encourage. We're going to encourage our friends to donate. Look, we're running out of time, Big Rob. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is Community Focus. Quick shout out to Bishop John Williams and his family. They're celebrating his homegoing today. Our condolences and prayers are with the family. Gregory T., get well, my brother.
Muskegon, yes, sir.
This Community Focus. Go out and be a blessing to somebody.